Partly cloudy Tuesday, upper 30s, and then partly cloudy again tonight. Overnight, low in the lower 20s, right back into the upper 30s tomorrow. Mid-30s Thursday, but then we're going to warm up a little bit by the time we get to Friday. Mid-50s, and it'll be windy, though, so that's kind of the trade-off for warmer temperatures during the middle part of December anyway. It is 28 degrees at AM 1400, and a community connection this morning brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, and also by First Baptist Church. And would you believe it's 1 week to go?
Shop at home, have a green country Christmas. There are drawings, cash, and prizes you can win. When you shop the stores with the green tree on the doors, you get more of every dollar that you shop at home, have a green country Christmas. Jesus is the reason for the season. Wise men even seek him yet today. It's a special time for joy and celebration. We wish you all the best these holidays. Bartlesville and Dewey, it's all.
And that's the topic of our community connection this morning. Dory's in, jingle bells in hand, ready to talk about what starts 1 week from today.
1 week from today is the grand finale. Of course, we've been going for several weeks already, Charlie.
We have, yeah, well before Thanksgiving.
Exactly. No, we really started the 1st of November when tickets went out to the businesses, and the merchants have been giving away Green Country tickets now for a month and a half, and so there should be a lot of tickets out there. We've got a lot of happy people so far because daily prizes have been given out for the last few weeks as well, and we've given away quite a few of those, which is always a lot of fun.
It is, and those are always at least $50 in value. Some are well above that, but it's fun just to say, I won something.
Well, if people are just coming on and they're like, what are they talking about? Let's start at the very beginning, Charlie, because sometimes we have some new people at town, and they'll call and say, what is this Green Country Christmas that you're talking about?
Yeah.
And this is a promotion that now the radio station has been doing for
16, 17, 18,
somewhere in there, years. I have lost track at this point, but quite a few years. It was a chamber promotion originally, and they just needed some help with it, and we said, hey, we'll help you with it and take it over and do it and work together. And so they still are a partner with us in doing it, as well as the Examiner Enterprise. But what we do is try and encourage people to shop locally.
Mm-hmm.
When you shop locally, if you just walk in the store, you can ask for a green ticket, and they'll give you one. And then for every $10 you spend at the stores, you also get more tickets for every $10 you spend.
And typically the last several years, by the time we get around to what happens next Tuesday morning, there is more than a million tickets out in circulation someplace.
Exactly. So what we've been doing is every week just before Thanksgiving, we've been picking up the green tickets at the stores and giving away daily prizes. We list 10 daily prizes Monday through Friday. We talk about the numbers here on the radio. We put them in the Examiner Enterprise. We also put them in the Sunrise Reporter. They're on Weatherline, and they're on the website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. So there's five different places that you can look at daily numbers, mm-hmm. the 10 numbers, and you win, like you said, those prizes of $50 or more of value. And those are specifically from that business. When we say that it's a prize from such and such, that ticket is from that business. Now, all of the tickets will go together. We'll do the final pickup late Monday, a week from yesterday, to pick up all the remaining tickets that are out. And so we'll have a big dumpster, a clean dumpster. The city of Bartlesville gives us a clean dumpster so that we can put all these tickets in. Because when there's a million tickets, that's quite a few tickets
to try and do.
And a hopper just doesn't work for a million tickets. So we put them in the dumpster. Kevin gets to do some dumpster diving.
Yep.
He scoops and scoops. scoops. He has his shovel out there with him and does some scooping and some mixing around. And then he dumpster dives for the tickets that we'll be drawing a week from today, starting at 9 o'clock here on the radio.
And then you and I work very diligently to get numbers out to folks. And I want to get everything given away by noon.
You know? We try to, yes. And that's historically been about the case for the years since that we've been doing this. We try and divide all of our prizes up into 12 major prize packages that morning that we'll be giving away. It doesn't drag on past Tuesday. Tuesday, every prize will be given away Tuesday morning. So then Tuesday afternoon, the winners can come in and pick up their prizes and still have time to shop and enjoy because a lot of the prizes do have cash value or gift certificates or that type of thing, so they can do a whole lot more Christmas shopping with them.
Yeah, I mean, a $500 shopping spree is always nice to spend. $660 in gasoline is great. Now, you might want to wait a day or two before you make your reservations on the Southwest Airline trips, but that's okay.
You can be dreaming now, Charlie, ready. Yeah. I mean, I could give me 5 minutes, and I can decide where I want to go.
Look at where they go. Say, I haven't been there yet.
Exactly. No, but seriously, though, it really is a lot of fun. We hope that people have had a chance to win some daily prizes, look at your daily tickets, but if not, that's okay too. Every ticket is still eligible for the grand finale drawing on Tuesday. And so again, they'll all be put together. The major prize packages, we have prizes that have been designated from our businesses to be the major prizes, but we'll also have the leftover daily prizes. Mm-hmm. When we do draw for the daily prize tickets, you have 3 business days to pick up your daily prize. And at that point, if you haven't redeemed it, those numbers are no longer good, and you then those prizes will go either back into another daily prize or into the final prizes that will be given away a week from today.
Yeah, so like the prizes numbers that we announced today, we started announcing those at 6 this morning, those have a expiration date of 5 o'clock on Thursday.
Correct. They had all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday, all day Thursday at 5 o'clock to redeem those. So it's worked out real well, and we've had a lot of people pick up their prizes so far, and we're just looking really forward to next Tuesday. We encourage people to organize your tickets in some way. You know, that's the big thing right now is to, as you get your tickets, put them in some sort of numerical order, because we will have some time deadlines next Tuesday. You will have plenty of time, but you won't have plenty of time. I mean, you know, plenty of time is relative to who. If you have them in some sort of order, you have plenty of time. If you're just going through a mess of tickets and they're not in order, then you might be scrambling quite a bit.
Officially, you'll have 1 minute, 40 seconds.
But that's once we start the clock.
Yeah.
And so when we do, Kevin does his dumpster diving. He brings you the ticket. You'll say what the prize is. Well, I'll actually say what the prize is. And you'll say where the ticket is from. And then you'll say what the number is. And we'll repeat it over and over and over again, and we'll repeat the number then for you to call over and over and over again too, because if that is your ticket, you need to call us, and we have a number that's designated specifically for that. We'll tell you about it over and over and over that day. It happens to be the consumer calls number too, so 336-1400. But anyway, you'll call that number and let us know you think you have a winning ticket. At that point, we will send someone to your location, wherever you might be. You might be shopping, you might be in your kitchen, you might be at school, you might be at work, wherever you might be, we will come and verify that to see if that's the winning ticket. And if it is the winning ticket, we look forward to talking to you here on the radio and sharing some excitement with you, telling you about your prize again. And then that afternoon, you can stop by and pick up your prize.
And then just enjoy it, you know, for as long as it goes.
Exactly. So the secret is to if you don't even really have to know where your tickets were from, because say your spouse bought your present and you don't know that they shopped at that business. So it's really best to have them all in numerical order and look, no matter whether you think that you shopped there or not, because like I said, someone else in your family may have shopped there incognito and you didn't know about it.
But we like to highlight the businesses that it came from. So that's one reason why we highlight it. But
exactly.
Again, for the daily prizes, it's typically a thank you gift for shopping at Well, let's just take the first top one on the list here. It's a gift card from Brahms on Adams Road. So if you shopped at Brahms on Adams Road, then check your ticket, you know.
That's correct. Yeah. True. You know, and one thing, when our ticket people go out to verify, most our salespeople and a few of our staff people will come to verify the tickets. They're going to look, number one, to see if it says Green Country Christmas 2016 on it, because we want to make sure that it is a ticket from this year and not a year's past.
Because we have used green tickets before.
That's our tradition. It's Green Country Christmas. We use green tickets. So we want to make sure it's one of this year's tickets. And then they also will make sure you didn't get dyslexic in reading your numbers, too. Sometimes in the excitement of it all, we have had some oops and people that got a little excited and didn't read the number right or hear the number right or something. So so we do go ahead and verify it with someone, too, to make sure that it's right.
Yep. And then they typically pass the phone over to the winner, and we get to spend a minute or two with them just celebrating on the air.
Exactly. It's a whole lot of fun. And, you know, the grand finale, I can tell you right now, the 12th one, the last one we'll do, will be the $5,000 in cash from the radio stations, from KWN, KYFM, KRG, KPGM. We'll do that $5,000 check, but we say it's cash, but it's check, same thing. Yep. It all spends, but the $5,000. And then the other prizes will be a mixture of a lot of our major prizes. Again, the Cherokee Casino has given us cash prizes, too, and we've got the $3,000, $2,000, and $1,000 cash prizes from them. As you mentioned, the Southwest Airlines tickets, 2 round-trip tickets anywhere in the continental United States from Spears Travel. Again, they've been just so faithful to helping encourage people to shop local and be a part of this promotion, and we appreciate that again. We've got our set of tires, detail, and alignment from Dungess Family of Autos. We've got $3,000 gift certificate for a roof from Heritage Roofing. We've got a $500 shopping spree at Dillard's in Washington Park Mall. We've got the $500 Hunter Douglas window treatment gift certificates from Cliff's Flooring and Windows. 2 $250 gift certificates from Evans Nursery. The $500 gift certificate for LaFon Jewelry from Mastercraft Jewelers. We've got the 2 $250 lawn care certificates from First Choice Lawn Care. And then there's that golf membership from Adams Golf Course. That's been popular the last couple years,
it
too.
It has been.
It has. And then, Charlie, what about the massage for every month for a year?
Hey, I mean, I'm male or female, young or old, it doesn't matter. Sounds good.
You 12 know. Massages in 1 year from Fusion Massage and Wellness. We've got the 2 $250 Visa gift cards from American Heritage Bank, which that's like cash,
that's
too.
That, yeah.
Yep. We appreciate American Heritage Bank for that. The 2 $250 gift certificates from Wendell's Rock and Jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Jewelry. We've got the 2 $250 gift certificates for a room with Paws Resort and Spa. They've got those camera rooms and the other rooms and just all kinds of different rooms and stuff there. It's really handy for you if you need to have your pet just for a day or for a weekend, Paws Resort and Spa. We've got the Lazy Boy Recliner from Bob Loftus Furniture. That's always a popular one. We
hours
appreciate
of relaxation
them again.
There.
Exactly. 2 $250 gift certificates from Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. The King Size Down Pillow Comforter Set from Springs Global USA. They've done that for quite a few years now, one of our local industries, just encouraging local participation.
They don't distribute tickets, but they want to be part of the prizes.
And I know. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. We really appreciate that. Rib Crib, that barbecue catering for 50 people.
You and 48 or 49 of your closest friends.
Exactly. Family and friends. Come on out. We're going to have a Rib Crib catering time. Should be fun. Then the two $250 gift certificate packages for a manicure, pedicure, facial, Osage Market lunch, community education class, all from Tri-County Tech. Appreciate them.
There you go.
And we've got the 12 AAA membership packages from Paul's Wrecker. And as you mentioned before, $660 in gasoline from Phillips 66. All that will be given away next Tuesday, as well as the daily prizes that we have left over.
Well, based on past performances, I don't know what the prize packages will all come out to, but let's say typically number 11 might be the $3,000 in cash plus a AAA membership, because there's 12 of them, maybe one or two others. So that means that the prize number 11, actually the prize number 1, typically is a couple thousand dollars.
So, yeah, usually, yeah. Right. Every we started a couple thousand dollars and go on up from there. So, yeah, it really does, and ending with the $5,000. Usually, our daily prizes, we've given away about, I'd say around $8,000 or so in daily prizes. And so the rest of it to be given away the last day is somewhere $28,000 worth given away on the final day. So we'll see if that holds true again this year, but that's kind of history from the past.
Yeah. At least 12 people very happy, and probably a few more people in their household.
Well, exactly, because not just they're happy, but whoever gets the benefits of some of the prizes that they do, or the presents that they give, you know, too, they're happy as well. So it's just fun for everyone.
It is. We'll come back and give you a couple of tips on being ready 1 week from today when we continue in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and a community connection this morning. 1 week from today, you will be getting ready to check all those ticket numbers just about this time, because moments after 9 o'clock on next Tuesday morning, we'll read that first winning ticket number.
And we do encourage you to have your radio handy. We can listen to KWN here that you're on right now, but you could also listen to it on KYFM or KRIG or KPGM. So you have several radio choices to be able to do it that way. You can listen to it on our app, too, if that's an alternative for you. You know, again, sometimes things can be a few seconds delayed with that, but so we encourage the old radio first.
It depends on if you're 4G, 3G, whatever it might be, and
exactly.
Also just internet speeds in general. You could be anything from, I don't know, 5 seconds to a minute.
Right,
different, you know.
Right. And we do, you know, you also, we will text out some numbers too. We have our free texting service if that helps you to be able to see the numbers. However, we do not encourage that to be your number one source, because again, those can be very much delayed as well.
If your cell phone has the FM radio chip activated, and many of them do, there's also Next Radio app, which is actually uses the FM radio in your phone. And just add some data service to that. So that's one more item, because this really is a radio.
So there's several ways to be able to do it. But we encourage you, you know, the radio is the best, most quick, efficient way to, you know, to be able to do it. Some people say, what about the website? And we don't encourage you to go, we don't do it on the website, just because that really can be slowed down sometimes. A lot of people are on and servers and
refresh
things
rates or even just the rate that it might take a moment or so for us to post the next number.
And so we will not be posting that. Now, your daily numbers are on BartlesvilleRadio.com, but we won't be doing that, you know, efficiently. Encourage you to do that for the finale. Again, we want you to have fun with it. Make it a good time. You know, you might be wrapping presents or making cookies or shopping or wherever you might be able to be. If you have to work, that's good, too.
Yeah.
But we'll try and make it efficient and quick for you as well, too, to be able to
get a good friend, trusted relative, somebody that will watch your tickets for you and make appropriate calls when we call your number.
And that happens. That happens a whole a lot of the time, too. You know, looking back over the years, we've had some really fun winners and some special winners, too. And so we always look forward to the stories that we can tell afterwards of some of the prize packages were won by someone who particularly needed that type of prize or enjoyed that type of prize.
Never took a family vacation before.
Yeah,
you know,
so then they got to go visit a, they had a death in the family, and so they got to go visit the family because they got to fly and go do it because of what they'd won, things like that that are just really special sometimes. So we look forward to seeing, I just say, those God moments, how God's going to use some of them in special ways and bless people. And that's a privilege to get to be a part of that and see how it happens.
Well, and plus, just the reason that they were already shopping locally, the reason that they bought those Christmas gifts or even just, you know, groceries, whatever, you know, they shopped locally and contributed to city services in Bartlesville and Dewey and, you know, paid part of the salary for the police or fire protection or whatever they did, you know.
Well, that's what we can't, you know, encourage enough about that. And, you know, I just say, too, shopping locally is a fun experience. Yeah. You know, it can be a good time. That computer does, you don't have a relationship with your computer, but you can with your sales associates that you see in and out of the stores too. And so you're, like you say, you're helping pay their salaries, you're helping the tax dollars to stay at home, but you're also making that connection with people and being relational a little bit with them. And I don't know, I cherish that. I remember we first moved here, and that was one of the things that when I very first went to the grocery store for the first time, I was like, wow, I'm not going to know a single person in this store. And now I go to the grocery store and I know the manager, I know the clerks, I know the people in the store, and it's just, it's a social thing for me to get to do that. And so I look forward to doing that. And it's the same way in Christmas shopping, you know, as you get out there, you have a chance to be relational with people, see them, talk one-on-one, wish people a Merry Christmas. You don't always get that in the big city or when you're just one-on-one with the computer.
Yeah, so. Or even the delivery guy that brings it in from Amazon, whatever, you know. But anyway.
He's such a hurry, he drops it off and runs.
Moving on to the next one. Hey, we want to talk to you, but we'll do it next Tuesday morning.
I'm looking forward to it, Charlie.
Okay, 12 winners next Tuesday morning right here on 1400 K1. Does your business need radio communications facilities? KCD Towers has tower space available. They can meet your needs and